"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com. All right, you got Friday, which means 5 o'clock hour. We got the Moistline people coming back. How exciting is that? Looking forward to that. Didn't we already get a tip last hour from Eric?
Yeah.
Had to be something in there about Deborah Mark.
Ooh, exciting.
Yeah, all kinds of anti-vegan rhetoric.
The context of her little quote that we like to play where she's glad some guy got shot.
Mm-hmm. Everything will come back to haunt you.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
We will have a hack for the dumpster. That's back, too. The mob members will be here. We will talk later on this hour, because no one does anymore, about Ukraine and Russia. We're back to worrying about that large nuclear plant that's there in Ukraine.
Wow.
There's a lot of fighting going on right around that plant, and it could be devastating. This happened, remember, at the beginning of the war?
Oh, yeah. That's what that moment inspired me to create my bomb shelter in the basement.
Yeah.
That was it.
How is your bomb shelter?
Fully stocked. You can't come.
I don't think that's going to be necessary anyway.
Okay. Well, if you're wrong.
You're still holding out.
You're going to be outside glowing.
That would have happened by now if it was going to happen. So
no, I don't know how you know that.
We don't know anything for certain, but that's something you never understand. Because whatever you say, you believe is certain.
Yes.
When someone else says it, it's like, well, you don't know. It's really great. Love debating the moron. It'll be the title of my book.
Love debating the moron.
Love debating the moron. We've been reporting all week.
I'll read that.
And I have to say, John was probably the most excited on the show about this story. He would send me updates. It's the woman in Orange County, a dermatologist, who's accused of putting Drano in her husband's cup of lemonade. Hot lemonade. Don't ask me why. It turns out it's an Asian couple. They apparently are in a divorce. They have two small children, I think a 7 and an 8-year-old. And they're probably already battling over custody. So the husband made the news first by going to the authorities with what he said was proof from a nanny cam that his wife was putting Drano in his lemonade. And that story stood for a couple of days. Then his lawyer started talking to the media. And wow, it was rich in detail. The woman's name is Emily Yu. Her real name is Yu Yu, but they call her Emily.
Or Yu Yue.
His name is Jack Chen. They've been married for like 11 years. And the lawyer was telling anybody who would listen, this is the lawyer for the husband, Jack Chen, that this was a pretty nasty woman. You know, would call the kids names, call him names, and my favorite story, when he would not give her a massage, she stepped on his head.
Mm-hmm.
I just like that one. Anyway.
It's hard to make up.
Emily Yu's lawyer, the wife, is speaking. We have the report from CBS 2, Michelle Gili.
The Orange County dermatologist and wife accused of poisoning her husband was using Drano in her kitchen, according to her lawyer, but not for anything criminal.
The idea that my client, who's a 45-year-old, well-respected dermatologist in Orange County, would destroy her life, destroy her children's life, and to try to kill her husband is just completely absurd and untrue, and for that matter, defamatory.
Emily Yu was arrested last week after her husband, Jack Chen, another local doctor, brought these images to Irvine police. His attorney says Chen set up cameras in the kitchen in July and allegedly documented his wife pouring Drano into his lemonade on three separate occasions. Yu's lawyer, David Wool, told me that plumbing issues caused his client to use Drano, and she poured the chemical into a cup so it wouldn't splash. These are screenshots contained in court papers. My request for the videos was denied.
Any time that she poured Drano into a cup, it was completely empty. It was for facilitating use in the sink or any other particular part of her house that was clogged as far as the drainage goes. But she never poured any Drano or any chemical into any drink that the father or her husband used or was drinking ever. That's just completely untrue.
But Emily Yu's husband told police he'd been noticing a chemical taste in his lemonade, and he's been sick for months, according to his lawyer. Chen, who is a radiologist, was diagnosed with stomach ulcers, gastritis, and inflammation of the esophagus. Through her lawyer, Emily Yu says she doesn't know how her husband ingested Drano or if he actually did.
But we do know that he was desperate for a divorce filing. He was desperate to have reasons to gain custody of his children. And we believe completely that these claims that he has made are all part and parcel of that effort.
Now, Jack Chen's lawyer completely disputes that story. He says, when you look at the video, this is what you see. Chen taking a sip of his lemonade, he puts it down, puts saran wrap on top, leaves the room. His wife walks in, removes the saran wrap, pours the Drano into his drink, and puts the saran wrap back. Now, Emily Yu has not been charged yet criminally by the district attorney. She is also bailed out of jail, and her lawyer told me this afternoon that she's now been suspended from her job.
All right, that's some CBS.
That was the saddest fake story I've ever heard from a lawyer. Chen's lawyer. No, Yu's lawyer, the woman.
Emily.
Her lawyer, yeah. That was, why don't you show the video? What's with the snapshots? And then the reporter asked for the video and he says, no.
Who has the video? Wouldn't it be the husband? Because it was his nanny cam.
Yeah, I would guess.
Go get it from the husband's lawyer.
That's right, and show it.
No.
But I have a picture here. See, you see this picture? Yeah, that's an empty cup. I don't know anybody. Do you know anybody who pours Drano cup by cup?
You want to be very accurate with it because it's dangerous. So you pour it into a cup first and then pour it into the drink.
Dangerous. You stick the nozzle into the Drano.
You don't want to get that on your hands.
You don't.
Well, does it have a nozzle or does it have just a regular round top like some containers?
I think it's got a nozzle.
You think it has a spout?
I just did this a few days ago.
I haven't used Drano in a long time.
I have an impossible...
I don't know what's going on with your clogs.
I have an impossible clog in the kitchen.
Because you're losing your hair or something. Oh, it's in the kitchen? What are you pouring in there?
It's in the kitchen.
Oh, it's the grease that you eat.
Could be.
The bacon
grease. Could be the grease from all the steaks I cook.
Well, you're not supposed to put a lot of food in the garbage disposal.
No, you're not supposed to, right?
You know, you don't think I hear that at home?
Well, then that's why your drain's clogged.
But the term is garbage, Deborah, so you would think it should take some kind of...
Oh, I know, but I can't tell you how many times we've had plumbers come to our house and
told me that, yes.
Yes,
I know.
And so I tell my husband all the time, don't put anything in there, and everybody argues with me because they say, then why do we have it?
This is an exact replica of our home.
Yeah, no. It's probably misnamed. You really shouldn't be throwing all your garbage down that, even if you have a switch you can turn on and it grinds it up, whatever, but...
But if he's got video... That shows that she's taken the saran wrap off the top, and then
he allegedly put the saran wrap on the top of his cup or his container, to show that she's got to remove it to put the Drano in.
And he was sick for 2 months, and he's got...
Well, now he's got to show medical records that came from Drano, and she's thinking, the lawyer says maybe he drank it himself to make his...
People can get very angry and vindictive. I mean, it's
on totally... both sides, yes.
Yeah, but sometimes it's just mostly one side.
And here we are a week into this story, and there is something still dangling out there, John Cobalt.
What?
Where's Todd Spitzer? No charges yet against her.
No, this should be attempted murder.
I know, but nothing yet. Maybe they're still putting the case together. I don't know that it has to happen in days.
Look, what occurred to me during the story is everyone's treating it as a divorce story. This is an attempted murder story.
It is an attempted murder story.
And there's video.
But the linkage is the divorce in that people can make up stuff.
Well, yeah, but that is reason for divorce. Is when your spouse is trying to kill you with Drano, then yet you should file for divorce. It doesn't invalidate the story. It actually adds more proof to the story.
Yeah, but you asked some good questions earlier in the week. If this guy started drinking this Drano back in April and getting sick, why did he wait until July to install a nanny cam? I mean, honestly?
He couldn't link the two,
I guess.
Well, only because he didn't want to lose custody of the kids and didn't want to leave the kids alone with her. Because there was a lot of abuse of the kids, according to him. And so...
Yeah, but I don't take that at face value because couples always say that about each other.
It doesn't mean that it's not true.
The other side's always a nasty shrew.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean it isn't true. Just because
that's a blank answer. It doesn't
mean
it isn't true.
Well, because you want to...
Because you're accepting it as true, you are acting as if it's true. Face value. And I'm saying you can't do that either.
Well, if there's video of her pouring the Drano into the lemonade, that's beyond just a wild charge in a divorce. That's actual evidence of attempted murder. So if she's capable of doing that, what else is she capable of doing?
The only video I've seen, it's not really clear what she's pouring into. I can't see it. I see the container that appears to be Drano, but I didn't magnify it to show that that is a container of Drano.
All right,
and I can't tell what she's pouring it into because it's taken from an angle further away from her. It's not like right up close.
I know, but a reasonable person. He really has the esophagus and
he's got the ulcers. That's made up.
Well, see, now you have this
blanket. Where's the medical record? Show me the medical record.
You have this blanket argument that everything is made up.
That's right. Well, haven't you been saying that all week? I believe nothing now. I believe nothing. You've been repeating that all week about every story.
I believe there's a lot of psychos in the human race. And there's a lot of psycho wives and husbands, and they do terrible things to each other.
And what I know from doing this show this many years is that divorce and custody stories is a lot of made-up crap. A lot of made-up
crap. But a lot of it's true, which is why...
My husband's a child abuser. He's sexually molesting my daughter. All this crap comes out.
Well, I know, but a lot of that's true. That's why there's a divorce.
Yeah, I don't think it's true. I think a lot of it
is... You don't think there's a lot of sex abuse?
No, I think it's a nutty spouse that wants to strike out so viciously they'll make up any kind of crap. I believe that.
There is some of that. But there's also a lot of sex abuse and physical abuse, beatings. I mean, beatings are normal when we were growing up, right? All parents were smacking their kids around, spanking them.
Oh, I thought you meant spouses. No, spouses too. No, nobody I knew.
Nobody I knew
was beating their husband or wife. Is that what you just said that was going on all over the place when we were kids?
Sure.
I didn't know anybody that was beating their husband or wife. Did you? Was
yeah.
your father beating your mother?
No. He was beating me.
Well, we all know that back then punishment was meted out differently. But even back then, if you started beating your wife, that was considered horrible.
Yeah, but people did it and just didn't talk about it. Hmm. I think there's a tremendous dark secrets that go on in people's homes.
Do you want to share any?
No, I don't have
any. Oh, okay. I don't have any. Right, of course.
I don't have any.
It's always everybody else, not me.
You
want to share Deborah Mark's secrets?
You don't get out much.
I don't get
out. You don't get out much. You think everybody is just sitting at home quietly watching TV?
I think most people lead boring lives. I do, actually, yes.
Now,
boring lives.
Boring on the outside, but there's a lot of...
Quiet desperation, I call it.
Well, desperation, yes. Yeah, so
they just live their lives watching videos and shows.
Well, there's a lot of disappointment and anger on
downstreams
the inside.
Downstreams and...
Because people hit an age and they realize this is all there is, and then they want to take it out on somebody.
All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
Well, the House of Representatives, without a single Republican vote, did pass the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022. We laugh because, what was that poll you had yesterday? Like 75%?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
Believe it'll not change inflation.
Yeah, only 12%. This is like one of the great polls of the year. Only 12% of the country believes
that Biden's law is going to reduce inflation.
Inflation Reduction Act is the name of it. When it's really about spending money, climate change, and raising taxes.
Yeah. So it's interesting. They're doing big lies now, and the lies are flopping. They're not working.
Right. It says here it will make electric vehicles more affordable. We told you earlier this week that most of them that are made right now are not going to qualify
for rich
for the
people.
Credits. Right.
Only rich people can afford electric vehicles. So rich people are going to get $7,500 tax
breaks. There's an income limit. Rich people will not get the break. No, there's an income limit. You cannot get the break if you make $1 million a year.
Well, except only wealthier people can afford those.
I know. That's why it's probably going to end up to be a zero.
Yeah.
But the credits are intended for people of lower income levels. I think it goes higher than I remember. But it's not like if you're a multimillionaire, you're going to get a...
Well, I guess what the definition of rich is, but low-income people can't afford the cars to begin with. And besides, as we talked about yesterday, if the cars have any parts or minerals that were manufactured or mined overseas, then it's not eligible for the discount, for the tax break. So the whole thing is bogus. It's a complete lie, bogus. You know what? It's just they're going to be shoveling money out to politically connected companies, just like high-speed rail. That's what these bills are for.
All right, the other big story this morning took us back in time. In 1989, the leader of Iran was the Ayatollah. Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini, remember him?
Mm-hmm.
He put a fatwa on the head of an author by the name of Salman Rushdie. Anybody remember that for writing the satanic verses?
It was
considered an insult to Islam and the Prophet Muhammad.
Blasphemy.
1989. In 1998, the Iranian government tried to distance itself from the fatwa. But just about 5 years ago, the latest leader, Khamenei, not to be confused with Khomeini, said that, oh no, the decree that was issued is still issued. And the reason it's in the news today is because a man jumped on stage at an appearance by Salman Rushdie in upstate New York and stabbed him in the neck.
The guy's 75 years old, and he has spent the last 34 years with this fatwa over his head, not knowing when he was going to be killed. In fact, he was in a witness protection style program for many years.
Many years, right?
Yeah.
He was stabbed at least twice on stage before giving a lecture at something called the Chautauqua Institution in Western New York. We now know the name of the attacker. It's Hadi Matar, 24 years old, from Fairview, New Jersey. We don't know much else about him. It's just being reported in the last hour. He jumped on the stage and stabbed Rushdie at least once in the neck and at least once in the abdomen. And immediately staff and audience members rushed the suspect and put him on the ground. And a state trooper took him into custody. So could this really have been someone waiting all these years for the right moment? Well, he's only 24, so it wouldn't be all these years. But
he must have, learned of...
He finally read...
Of the blasphemy and decided that he was going to do something for Muhammad.
Yeah.
If you're a true believer. It's like the guy who stormed the FBI in the name of Trump. This guy is trying to stab Rushdie to death in the name of Muhammad.
This was just about the time the whole thing started. They had just introduced Salman Rushdie, and then there was a noise from the audience, and this man just suddenly appeared on stage. People thought he was punching Rushdie, but he actually had a knife.
Do they provide any security anymore for people's public appearances?
Like Dave Chappelle.
Dave Chappelle was rushed. I mean, and then Chris Rock was rushed by Will Smith.
Well, that's different, Will Smith.
Somebody should have tackled him.
No, but I mean, you're talking about preventing somebody from getting to the celebrity.
Yeah, there should be security ringing the stage there.
There was at the Dave Chappelle thing, but people just let this guy run right past him. Is what I remember hearing.
Right, because there was a woman, a security guard, and she just was.
And there was somebody that claimed that they just didn't do anything. He just ran out there and attacked him. We don't have a really update on his condition. He was still being worked on by doctors. So
hopefully he didn't get an artery.
The last update says he's still in surgery.
But there was blood spattered all over the place.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. 75 years old.
Salman Rushdie, you think they would have security for him? Because the fatwa
after
was,
30 years.
Yeah, but it was reinforced 30, not too
33
long.
Years.
I mean, that's why he's famous. He's famous because of the fatwa over his head. Nobody would have paid attention to the book.
Have you read the Satanic Verses?
No, I would. but plus it was 34 years ago. So you know, I mean he should pay for his own security if he's going to do these appearances.
Yeah,
you got to have somebody getting in the way.
All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken Show.
Oh well, the tongue bath desk is coming out at 4:05.
Does it have
yesterday?
To?
What
does it have to?
You and your creaky chair. I can hear your chair when it creaks. It's kind of
this microphone picks up every little noise.
It does.
Is there something about this that's different from the other ones we had? So ever since we moved to this studio,
yes,
I hear every little thing.
I do too, and I can hear you when you creak in the chair. I can even hear you like you come in the end of the Gary and Shannon show. I can hear you kind of creaking with your chair as you move in the room.
No, it's the most sensitive microphone I've ever had. I don't know.
Your voice sounds good, though. I mean, I think it's a good microphone.
I know, but
it's picking up everything.
Any little
don't
noise.
Fart.
Oh, believe me, you'll hear it.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm not there. The tongue bath desk is coming out because yesterday the exciting news is the return of Tony Villar. The former Los Angeles mayor, Antonio Villaraigosa, has gotten quite a plum assignment from Gavin Newsom, the governor. How would you like to be the infrastructure czar? Anyway, what we're doing with the tongue bath desk, apparently Newsom's office put out a press release from various government hacks all over the state just praising the appointment of Tony Villar to this position.
Were they ordered? I'd love to see the memo requesting those blurbs.
Anybody that gets the title czar is really a useless hack assignment.
So what I wonder is what behind the scenes is Newsom treating this job as a joke because he hired a clown.
Yeah, I don't think he likes Villar. Nobody does.
Nobody does. He knows Villar is the biggest joke in California politics, and he's been that way for many, many years.
He might be doing somebody a favor that knows Villar, maybe.
Yeah.
Give this guy something so he can get back in the limelight for a day.
Does Villar really make decisions, or is he just going to be one of these oily handshake guys?
Yeah, he's supposed to be a go-between between the federal government and the California officials about this infrastructure money that's coming.
Go-between.
That's it. That's what he's
doing.
I mean,
he never got hired for any real job since he left the mayor's office.
Now we need the Eastern European person on the show to help us to pronounce this nuclear power plant complex in Ukraine, which is once again under siege. It is Europe's largest, and it's spelled Zaporizhzhia. Come on, why would you have three Zs in one word?
Zaporizhzhia. I forgot the last three letters.
This is Zaporizhzhia?
Well, ZH is Z, yeah.
Oh.
So,
because that last part, ZHZHIA.
Well, it may be the last syllable ends in Z, and then the next syllable starts with Z. So, however, you got to go Z.
You guys are the only ones that really make use of the Z, because most of the world.
What's that?
Oh, that sounds good.
Zaporizhzhia. You just kind of
double it.
Yeah, you just blur the first zh into the second zh.
Well, when the war first started, and it was February 24th, there was a story about a week later that apparently a Russian shell hit the number one reactor at this nuclear power plant. Remember talking about that, John? And there was real concerns that this could set off a catastrophe.
That scared the hell out of me.
But the thick walls protected it from damage. However, in the last week, there has been quite a battle going on around the nuclear power plant between the Ukrainians and the Russians. Now, the Ukrainians say the Russians are directing strikes to try to cut off the energy supplies. By the way, the Russians actually control the plant, but there are Ukrainians that work in there. This is kind of complicated. But there are 10,000 Ukrainian employees charged with keeping the plant running safely, even as Russia has transformed it into a military fortress.
Can you imagine the size of this thing if they need 10,000 employees? 10,000?
And I think they work in shifts. They're probably not all there at once.
Right, but still, that still means there's thousands of people working on the reactor at
any given time.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right. And apparently some of them want to quit because it's just not a very comfortable place to work, particularly if shells are flying around. Right now, they claim there's no immediate threat, but that could change at any moment.
So the Russians are trying to blow it up?
Well, here it is. The plant has a spot on the river. What is it? The Dnipro River? Along the front lines of the war between Russia and Ukraine. The Ukrainian army controls the west bank of the river. The Russians are entrenched along the plant on the river's east bank. So for weeks, according to the Ukrainians, because we don't get much out of the Russians, Russians have been fortifying the outside of the plant and using it as a staging ground for attacks on Ukrainian-controlled territory, figuring that the Ukrainians won't return fire because they might hit the plant, you see? So they're kind of using it as cover?
Yeah.
Ukrainians said, we're not actually. We might use a drone to make a guided strike, but we're not just willy-nilly sending shells over there for that very reason. Plus, their own people are working at the plant. I don't think they'd want to blow it up.
Yeah.
See, there was a shelling, though, on Thursday. Workers at the plant had to activate an emergency protection power unit.
Putin is psychotic. He doesn't care if that thing blows.
He is very good, because of his background in the KGB, at psychological intimidation.
Yeah.
Is what I think he engages a lot in, just to try to psych you out and make you withdraw or quit. There was another round of shelling that ignited a fire in the area of the plant's nitrogen oxygen station, but they managed to put it out. But everybody's acting like this could easily go out of control.
Because one of these dumb cluck Russian soldiers could make a mistake. mistake or do something stupid, and then you can blow the joint sky high.
Yeah, the concrete shell of the site's 6 reactors offers strong protection. That's what happened in March. But the chance that a power transformer is hit by shelling, that could raise the risk of a fire. Mm. And a fire is what they worry about, because that could just melt down the whole thing. And that's the real concern here. Ukrainian officials have accused Russia of hiding dozens of military vehicles with an unknown amount of munitions on the premises of at least 2 reactors. If a fire were to break out at the power transformers and the electric network was taken offline, that could cause a breakdown of the plant's cooling system, and that's where you get a catastrophic meltdown, according to the nuclear power experts who were interviewed for this story.
Build your shelter. It's my recommendation to everybody. Build your shelter.
Yeah, would this get us this far away, you think? I know it's a big plant, but...
I thought
you built your shelter because you thought that Putin was going to bomb us with nukes in the U.S.
I think that's possible, yes.
Oh, okay. All right. That's why I thought your shelter was.
Right, but there could be an escalation, a tit-for-tat, right?
Mm.
You know, Putin's stupid thug soldiers could blow something up, and then somebody's going to want revenge.
Hmm. All right, we'll talk more when we come back.
John and Ken Show, KFI.
The John and Ken Show's newest desk. Just debuted this year, the tongue bath desk is coming out at 4:05. The bathee is Antonio Villaraigosa, Tony Villar, who, he gets some compliments from hacks up and down the state after his appointment by Gavin Newsom as the infrastructure, in the press release they call him advisor.
You know, and it's a hall of fame of all the worst politicians in the state.
Garcetti's in there.
Garcetti's in there.
Hassan Akrada's in there. If you don't know that name.
The communist in charge of the...
He used to be the Southern California Association of Governments. Now he's the San Diego Association of Governments.
Yeah, he's Mr. Road Diet.
Yes, he's actually from Russia.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
He was a communist, right?
He's...
who's who? Daryl Steinberg's in there. Used to be the leader of the Senate. Now he's the mayor of Sacramento. It's
Libby Schaff, the empty can of a mayor from Oakland.
So we'll read you some of their nonsense, because they gave Tony Villar a tongue bath on behalf of Gavin Newsom.
If you had gotten this list of people complimenting you in such an over-the-top, gushing way, I think this is, I'd commit suicide. If this is what my life added up to, you just jump right up. Just jump.
I'm hesitating to do the next story, because someone is going to be very... very, very upset. Do you think you know who that is, John?
Well, there's only 3 of us.
That's
not
right.
You.
It's not you.
Is it me?
Florida has the death penalty. They should use it. This is deeply troubling. Here comes the sheriff of Brevard County, Florida, to tell part of what happened.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sheriff Wayne Ivey of the Brevard County Sheriff's Office. And as you can tell, I'm standing in the sally port at the Brevard County Jail. You know what that means. I'm about to walk another sorry individual into our jail for animal cruelty and animal abuse. This woman, Erica Black, is without question the most despicable excuse for a human being I've ever seen in my life. This woman's already in our jail. She's over in our female annex, in here for aggravated battery with a deadly weapon, where she stabbed a 68-year-old man twice. But let me tell you something. As bad and as horrific as that is, the video that we have of her drowning her little chihuahua is the most horrific thing I've ever seen in my life. There is a special place in hell for this woman. Until she gets there, she's gonna rot in our jail. She's already on a $150,000 bond. Judge Freeland actually has shown us several times now how much he cares about animals, because he actually gave her another $15,000 on her bond, doing the right thing, making sure that he's trying to hold these people in jail. So bravo to him for setting a higher bond for her. But let me tell you something, when you see this, and I'm not going to show you the entire video because it is so graphic and so disgusting, it makes me sick. I'm telling you, this woman, if I hear as much that she has a pet rock, I will lose my crap, because this woman doesn't deserve to have anything. She deserves to rot in jail.
Lose my crap.
She took her chihuahua back in October. We just found out about this because her roommate brought us video of it. It's actually on video. She holds the dog underneath the water for several minutes. You can see the dog struggling, trying to get his head above water. Her head, a little dog is named Sadie, trying to get her head above the water. She's fighting with everything she has. Once she drowns the dog, she lets it float in the pool, actually videotapes it floating in the pool, and then takes it approximately four different times and slams it on the deck. If that doesn't make her sick and demented enough, then she leaves the dog on the sofa for several days and then goes live on social media holding the dog up, showing people what she's done. She is a despicable human being. She's not only committed an act of animal cruelty, but an act against humanity. This woman is disgusting. There is nothing else I can say except walk her butt into our jail. Again, thank you to Judge Freeland for taking this case so serious and putting an additional bond on. She's now in here on a $150,000 bond for the aggravated battery with a deadly weapon, and now we're going to add animal cruelty charges to it. This is just, I'm not going to show you the whole video because this is so disgusting, but I'll tell you what I am going to show you video of. Me walking her sorry butt into jail with our animal cruelty investigator, Aaron Becker, who has done such a great job on this. So let's go walk her butt into our jail.
That's the Brevard County Sheriff.
You know, usually
Wayne
when I'm walking people in, I have something to say to them. I'm disgusted.
Ken, I wish you could have seen. I was watching Deborah on the camera.
I'm so sad.
And, how you think that dog felt when you were holding it under the water?
Let's hold her under
the water. I was just going to say the same thing, Ken.
Folks, this is Brevard County. We have zero tolerance for crime.
Yeah.
We damn sure have zero tolerance for animal cruelty. Our citizens report it to us. They let us know what's going on. Enough of this. She's locked up. She's right behind bars where she belongs, and hopefully where she's going to stay. But if you know of anyone that harms an animal, please let us know. As we say all the time, not all victims can dial 911. Certainly the case in this. Thank you for all you do to support us and to report animal abuse to us.
Wow.
A little chihuahua. Oh,
that is so despicable. I couldn't even hear what he was saying because it's so horrendous. That guy is my hero.
Deborah took her headphones off.
Well, yeah, because it was so disturbing. I you're not going to watch that, you guys. You're right. There's no way.
I had to watch it.
Oh, Eric.
Could you find
that? Well, he puts together the audio.
Yeah,
so.
I know, but still, there's no friggin' way. I could never watch something like that. Hearing that just makes me, I am so sad. I was so mad at the start of the show, and now I'm so sad.
A 32-year-old woman, I mean, this is something like the crazed teenage boy does before he becomes a mass killer, you know?
Oh, God.
But a 32-year-old woman?
She's obviously psychotic.
Yeah, she
because
stabbed
then
somebody, too.
She leaves the body lying on the sofa, and then she goes on social media.
To show it off.
I mean, yeah. She's completely insane. Completely. She ought to be locked away for the rest of her life. Yeah, and I ought to get the death penalty.
Oh, definitely. Florida should execute her. All right, coming up next, the tongue bath desk. Tony Villar gets the tongue bath treatment from politicians up and down the state.
Yeah, this is going to be upsetting, too. It's a very upsetting day.
It really is.
It
started
is.
With your bad commute.
Yes, and it ended with this chihuahua being drowned.
Oh, there's more coming next hour. Sorry.
Can I just go home now?
We may have to kill a walrus just to give you the headline.
Oh, God, Ken.
A drowned chihuahua and a dead walrus?
Not
a
my
walrus,
day.
Yes.
Oh, geez.
Not her day.
John and Ken show.
KFI, Deborah Mark has the news. KFI AM 640. It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.